And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The Moscow-installed leader of the Kherson region of Ukraine asked the Kremlin to organize an evacuation from four cities, citing incessant shelling as Ukrainian forces sustain a counteroffensive to recapture occupied areas. Civilians in the Russian-occupied Kherson region are expected to start evacuating Friday for Russia. Russia is promising free accommodations to residents of the partially occupied region who want to evacuate. Analysts say the move is an indication Ukraine's forces are advancing closer to the illegally annexed region, and it's worrying Moscow. The World Health Organization Friday reaffirmed its commitment to help Ukraine as Russia's invasion nears 8 months. Speaking Friday from the European regional headquarters in Copenhagen, the WHO's regional director, Hans Kluge, said the escalation of the humanitarian emergency requires an escalation of the humanitarian response.
Who is there to stay? To stay and support the Ministry of Health under the leadership of Health Minister Dr. Viktor Lashko. To stay and support over more than 150 health partners on the ground. The immediate priority is responding urgently to the damage done by the latest attacks on health.
The WHO says it has confirmed 620 attacks on healthcare infrastructure since the war began in February. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky Friday promised his people that they would prevail against Russia's invasion. In a video address marking Ukraine's Defenders Day holiday, Zelensky says, "It seems the current enemy in its evil combines all the enemies of our statehood that we faced before." He said by defeating this enemy, he'll respond to all enemies who encroached on Ukraine. The president hailed the courage of Ukrainians. This is VOA News. China's Communist Party is holding a key political meeting in Beijing Sunday, where there is little doubt the country's leader, Xi Jinping, will be confirmed for an unprecedented third five-year term as the party's general secretary. In an Associated Press interview, China analyst Drew Thompson says Xi Jinping has established himself as the sole penultimate leader in China.
He's not beholden to the leaders around him. He is the core. He's not part of it. And as a result, we've seen some policy excesses. We've seen some challenges in China's economy. We've seen the COVID, zero COVID effort that's created mass social and economic disruption throughout China.
As typical for the twice-a-decade leadership meeting, authorities in Beijing have tightened security, shutting down roads and increasing patrols to ensure everything goes smoothly. But that has not stopped some Chinese from speaking out, risking lengthy prison sentences. Thursday, someone hung large white banners on a prominent overpass in Beijing's northwestern Haidian district. The banner called Xi a dictator and urged students and workers to go on strike. Other banners protested China's stringent zero-COVID policy. The UN World Food Program said Friday Haiti is facing a humanitarian catastrophe as it struggles with malnutrition, gang violence, inflation, and a cholera outbreak. At a news briefing, the WFP's Jean-Martin Bauer, the Haiti country director, told reporters the nation is near the breaking point.
The food security situation in Haiti is getting worse. The report that's being released today, the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification Report, shows that the severity and the extent of food insecurity in Haiti is getting worse. The report says that according to the numbers we have, 4.7 million people in Haiti are facing acute food insecurity. 1.8 million of them are facing emergency levels of food insecurity.
Bauer said Haitian gangs have for a month prevented the distribution of diesel fuel and gasoline, crippling businesses and hospitals and creating shortages of basic goods, including water, just as the country is struggling with a new outbreak of cholera. Officials in Cambodia say at least eight children died Thursday when a boat they were traveling in capsized in the Mekong River southeast of Phnom Penh. Officials say four people, two children and two crew members, were rescued. The children were between the ages of 12 and 15. At least two students remained missing. The French news agency AFP reports the boat was ferrying the children back home after the students had attended an English class. The Associated Press reports the boat's owner and crew members were hospitalized and they will face charges. Boat accidents of this type are common in Southeast Asia. For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.